As we begin the final 17 minutes here tonight, unless the Lumberjacks can find a way to score a couple of goals and tie this thing up. They haven't been able to generate much offense since the early part of the game. Now, they spent a lot of the second period on the penalty kill, and so, of course, that makes a difference. Blakeland has it. They carry it into the zone on the power play. Behind the net. That's Dern. Gets it out on top. They go D to D with it. Berger with it. Down in the corner. And now a bad pass goes all the way to the other end. They tried to send it out to the blue line again and fire it all the way down where they've got to chase it up and regroup. Dern has it behind his own net, and he'll look to bring it ahead. Here he comes. Flicks the pass ahead. Still at center ice. Lumberjack's able to grab it and knock it into the zone. Lakeland gets it back. Landon Dadle pressuring the man with the puck and is able to knock him down. Dadle gets taken down. The one official is ready to blow his whistle and then didn't. Dadle got taken down as he tried to take that puck away. Lakeland will pick up the loose puck. Back the other way they come. Into the zone. Down to the corner, Holcomb. It's a loose stick on the ice. That's Landon Dale's stick. He lost that when he got taken down on that play. Laker with it. There's a shot goes through the crease. Dern can't handle it. And it comes out to Austin Cummings. He skates it ahead, gets the pass ahead, goes off the skate of Devorney and into the zone. He couldn't handle the pass. Now he gets down there on the forecheck. And he's getting some help down in the corner by Ben Feck. Lumberjack's penalty is over. They're back to full strength here. Here comes Lakeland back the other way. So they're able to kill off a minute 17 of power play to begin the third period. Lakeland into the zone. There's a shot. That deflects over the top of the net. That stick is still in the way back there as the puck hits it. Lakeland with it. Dern turns, shoots. Corbett the save. The rebound grab by Feck. Here he comes. Ben Feck. Going to try to skate it ahead. He'll dump it in now as he was stopped by one of the defensemen. It slides behind the Lakeland net. They pick it up and want to break it out and come quickly back the other way. They'll send it in. It pops over the stick at the school down to the corner. He's got to hurry. Lakeland in there on the forecheck. And they're going to grab control of it. Puck slips off a skate and grabbed by Jack Knuckles. Skates it behind his own net. Passes ahead off the boards and out. Lakeland's got a tag up. They're just going to dump it back in and get a change, or a partial one anyway. The schooler with it. Now sends it behind his own net. Grabbed by Knuckles. He'll flip it ahead and up and out of the zone. Lakeland will just throw it back in for center ice. The schooler will grab it there. Goes up along the boards. Lakeland carrying it in. Here they come into the zone. Knuckles trying to slow it down. Sarah Kress, he's got a man. Couldn't get a shot away. Puck is grabbed by Krzyzewski in front. Can he get it out of the zone? No, they can't clear it. Flies to the far boards. Lakeland with it. They carry it in front and lifted it up over the shoulder of Corbett for the goal. Tommy Berger gets another one. He's arguably the best player for Lakeland on the ice. Maybe Dern, but Berger carried that in on Corbett and lifted up top shelf. There wasn't much room to get it in there between Corbett's shoulder and the top bar, but Berger got it, found it out, 4-1. Lakeland, even strength goal. Lumberjacks led in this game, believe it or not, 1-0. Berger's second goal, unassisted goal for Berger. And it's 4-1. Faceoff comes into the zone again. Romanski trying to dig it out. Now Landon Dadle will set it ahead. Off the stick of McKinney and out. Lakeland dumped it back in. Romanski. Lakeland sends it toward the net where it's grabbed by Trevor Holcomb. He puts it up to the sideboard. McGinnity, long pass ahead. Too far for Andrew Dadle. That'll be an icing call against the Lumberjacks. Icing the call. East Hockey is brought to you in part by Covantage Credit Union. You tip into more cash with a car loan from Covantage Credit Union. 13-12 to play here, 4-1 Lakeland. Faceoff won this time by the Lumberjacks. McKinney sent it off the board. Didn't come out of the zone. Shot from the blue line. Slap shot that went wide. Puck in front. Corbett cleared that away to the board. Lakeland holds his zone, though. There's a shot thrown in from a tough angle to put behind the net. goalkeeper and send it out to the blue line. That stepped in. That didn't get through. Blocked by Landon Dino. He's going to carry it out. Dino will send it ahead. They're going to call icing. He didn't get to the red line before he threw it in. Icing the call against the Lumberjacks. And another defensive faceoff coming. Monday night, it will be Wisconsin Rapids. And now we got one of the officials talking to the crowd. This guy needs to stop refing. He really does. Faceoff grab by the Lumberjack. Holcomb behind the net. I've never seen an official talk to the crowd before. Lakeland will dump it back in. And it comes to the corner. Romanski grabs it. Now it's been Fett. Fett carries it ahead. Hope checked away from him at the blue line. It slides toward the Lakeland net. They clear it away and out. Knuckles will pick it up. And Fett will send it down to the corner. Battle for it behind the Lakeland net. Flies to the corner. Comes out to the blue line. Peck's going to carry it back in. Pope checked away from him. Slides behind the Lakeland net again. Slides to the corner. Puck pops up in the air. Now penalty coming. And it's going to go against the Lumberjacks. It's going to be an elbowing call. See who they got here. It's going to be Ben Feck who will go to the box for elbowing here for the Lumberjacks with 11:39 to play in the third. Faceoff will come to the left of Ian Corbett. They're actually going to throw somebody out of the crowd. They're going to throw somebody out of the crowd. I don't think I've ever seen this before. 11:39 to play here in the third period, and the officials are throwing somebody out of the crowd. Well, I'll tell you what. Maybe the guy deserves to be thrown out. Maybe all three of them deserve to be thrown out. But, and now, the entire Lumberjack crowd is leaving. They've had enough, and I don't blame them. This has been a brutal display here tonight. Faceoff coming to the left of Ian Corbett. Lakeland controls it on the power play. Shot put in Corbett to save, and then a rebound is in front and put away for the goal. Tommy Berger with the goal, and it's 5-1. Lakeland on the power play goal. Well, almost every goal they've had has been a power play goal tonight. And they add another one to the list. Berger with Patrick on the power play, not in the rebound, and it's 5-1. They saw it coming at center ice. Look, and I understand the problem, and we talked about it earlier, the problem the WIA is facing with lack of hockey officials. There's not enough of them to go around for all the games. He's with it in front. As they got it into the zone, couldn't get a shot away. It was in front, but Lakeland was able to clear it away. It comes out of the zone now. Lakeland defenseman sends it ahead off the boards and down the length of the ice. And it's going to be an icing call against the Thunderbirds. East will get an offensive zone faceoff here. They've got the two Danels, Trevor Holcomb, Jack Knuckles, and Sam Romanski on the ice. The entire Lumberjack crowd, or most of them anyway, have vacated the premises. They saw it coming to the right of Bustakas, the Lakeland goaltender. Puck down in the corner, battle for it there. Comes in front, but he can't get a stick on it. Lakeland will look to clear it out. They can't do it. He pulls his own. McGinnity sends it in front, and a Lakeland defenseman grabs it, and he comes out of the zone. Big battle around the board, so now we're going to get a whistle and a penalty coming, I think, I would hope, against Lakeland. Now they're going to discuss. Let's see what happens here. There were about three or four guys bashing each other against the board. Then 31 to play third, 5-1, Lakeland with the lead. Two officials are still conferring over what they saw and what should be called. Lumberjack Hockey is brought to you in part tonight by DeBorney Orthodontics. See more than a smile. See DeBorney Orthodontics. Call 715-842-5688 or visit them online at DeBorneyOrthodontics.com. So what are we going to have here? Looks like it's going to be a Lakeland penalty against Peyton Fertle. And one of the officials having a conversation with the captains from the two teams here. It's going to be a 5-minute penalty against Earl. Was that a checking from behind?
5 minutes.
Yeah, checking from behind is the call. And a 10-minute misconduct, so 5 and a 10 on Ertl will give East a 5-minute power play here, trailing 5-1 with 10:31 to play. Faceoff will be coming in the East offensive zone. Let's see what they can do with this power play here. Faceoff will be taken by Landon Dino. And the Lumberjacks control at the blue line. The DeVorney gets knocked off the puck. Here's Landon Dino with a shot that goes wide. The one official can't even stand up on his skates. Here's a shot that gets thrown in. The boy gets up in front. And Moustakas makes a save, and we get a whistle. Ten 11 to play, third period, 4:40 to go on the power play here for the Lumberjacks. Now we get a whistle and they'll try it again on the face-off. Landon Dino still out there to take the draw for the Lumberjacks on the power play. Faceoff comes in on net, and then behind the net, Lumberjacks control it. They get it out to the point. Jack Knuckles with it. Knuckles down low. It's in front, deflected away by Moustakas behind the net again. Centering pass, shot, that deflects up and over the top. Moustakas got a stick on that. Lumberjacks control it, still on the power play. Back door, and DeVorney lost an edge and went down. Now he gets up, regains control. One-timer thrown in from the point by Feck. That goes wide. Easkin pulls it out to the point. Knuckles sends it toward the net, deflects off a skate and goes to the corner. Andrew Dino with it. Now it's Borney out to Knuckles. Poke checked away. Jack Knuckles will step up. He's trying to hold the zone, and they will. Cross ice to Feck. He's being pressured, lost the handle on it out of the zone. Here comes Lakeland in, short-handed, but that's taken away by Knuckles. He'll skate it back the other way. Still 3:39 remaining on this 5-minute power play. Knuckles tried to jump into the zone, got taken down. He gets the puck back out on top, throws it at the net. Moustakas to save the rebound, knocked away. Lakeland able to pick it up. And coming out short-handed, long pass ahead. They're killing a penalty. Corbett comes out of the net to play that one. So the board shot thrown in front, nobody there for Lakeland. Now they grab control of the puck short-handed. Comes behind the net. Feck's going to grab it and come the other way. Pass ahead. McGinnity to Landon Dino. He carries it in. Down in the corner with it. Battle for it there. Forget it. He tried to dig it out. Landon Daniel as well. Sends it out to the point to Romanski. Romanski takes the shot. Now turns, fires. That got through. Deflects into the corner before it got to the goaltender. Lakeland clears the zone again. And Romanski picks up the loose puck. Long pass ahead. Cummings will take it into the zone. Knock it into the corner. And fight to gain possession. Out to Romanski. Romanski. Big slap shot by McKinney. That's a save made by Moustakas. And Lakeland able to clear it to the length of the ice. Right on net. Corbett plays that. Sends the pass ahead to Romanski. 2:07 remaining in the man advantage. Romanski loses the handle on it. Lakeland sends it back into the corner. Pass ahead to McKinney. Now it's Austin Cummings. Cummings carries it into the zone. Down into the corner. Minute 46 remaining on the man advantage. Lakeland grabs control of it. It's going to send it the length of the ice again. Romanski runs down the loose puck and will set up the attack. They get the pass ahead to Pastula. Puck loose at center ice. Pastula will pick it up. Drop it for Krasowski. Krasowski has it taken away from him and sent back the other way. Romanski will chase it down again. Just a minute 15 remaining now in the man advantage. Lakeland's in the process of killing off a five-minute power play. They get the pass ahead to Andrew Daniel in the zone. Daniel written into the corner. Puck loose. Lakeland grabs another loose puck and sends it the other way. Corbett leaves it for Trevor Holcomb. Holcomb passes to Romanski. Puck taken away, and now Lakeland brings it in shorthanded. This is Dern. Dern, stick handling. It's taken down. One of the penalty didn't get it. Probably should have been one as Romanski just punched him from behind and knocked him down. Into the zone comes Daniel. He gets written off the puck. Down to the corner. Now it's Savoni behind the net. Savoni's got it. Just 26 seconds remaining in the man advantage. Out to the blue line to Peck. Peck dances through traffic. Now down to the corner to Devorney. Devorney, centering pass, comes out to the top of the slot. Holcomb a shot. Then we're off the skate. Down into the corner. And Lakeland able to clear it again. And they're going to kill off a five-minute penalty here. Long pass ahead. Andrew Daniel. Drop pass for Feck. It came out of the zone. He needs to regroup, I think. And the penalty's over. Lakeland back to full strength. Feck with a big check. And back the other way come the Lumberjacks. Into the zone. Lakeland will pick up the loose puck. They'll send it behind their own net to the corner. And here come the T-Birds. They've got a man behind the defense. A pass. Good back check there by the school. He tied him up, and he's able to clear the zone. Andrew Taylor will carry it out. He could cross the blue line. Gives it to the school. He shoots. That's deflected wide. Centering fast. That didn't get through. 4:51 to play in regulation, 5-1. Lakeland in command here. Puck comes out of the zone and we get a whistle. What are we going to have? Not sure what that was, though. We're going to have a timeout call. Actually, no. Looks like we're going to get a penalty against the Lumberjacks, but we are going to have a timeout call. No, he's just going to change goaltenders, and Austin Jensen is going to get his first experience in goal. He's a freshman, and this is his first high school experience in goal. We're going to call a timeout, though, to talk about it first. Back in a moment, you're listening to East Hockey, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Fox Sports Radio. Fox Sports Radio.
At the Lakeland Ice Arena, and Austin Jensen, the freshman, getting his first varsity experience, first high school experience as a goaltender for the Lumberjacks, coming in relief of Ian Corbett here tonight. Lumberjacks killing a penalty. Trevor Holcomb serving it. Actually, it's Derek Schumacher serving it. Too many men on the ice was the call. And so the Lumberjack penalty kill unit is back out there again. Lakeland carries it into the zone. Puck slides behind the net. Grabbed and sent around and out of the zone by Romanski. And Lakeland needs to chase it down. Just 4:12 remaining in this one. Pretty disappointing game for the Lumberjacks. They thought they could come in here and skate with Lakeland, and they did for much of the first period. But the penalty is just too much to overcome here tonight. Way too many penalties. Some legitimate, some dubious. But you got to serve them and kill them all the same, and they couldn't do it tonight. Lots of power play goals for Lakeland. They carry it in again on the power play behind the net. Try to center it. Lumberjacks looking to clear it. Diving attempt to clear it by Andrew Dale. Can't get it out, but now Knuckles will pick it up and carry it out and send it ahead. 42 seconds remaining on the man advantage. Here come the T-Birds back into the zone again. There's a shot, save made by Jensen, rebound to the corner. Lumberjacks looking to clear it, can't get it out. Lakeland holds the zone. Battle in the corner for the puck, Romanski trying to dig it out. Lakeland's got it, big check. Comes out to the point, shot thrown in, that's blocked. Landon Dino got a piece of that one, and he skates off. He put that one clutch on the leg. I don't know if Pat got that one or not. Penalty is over. Lumberjacks back to full strength. They kill it off. Centering pass. Intercepted by Knuckles. Clears it to the boards. Now looks to get it out of the zone, and will. Out it comes. Lumberjacks send it ahead. Lakeland will grab it. 2:30 to play in the game. Puck loose at center ice. T-Birds will pick it up and flick it in, backhand it into the zone. Knuckles sends it around the board, where it's grabbed and flicked ahead. Too far for Feck. That'll be an icing call against the Lumberjacks, and we'll get a whistle here. 2:08 to play. 5-1 Lakeland in command. Faceoff will come to the left of Austin Jensen. Jensen getting his first experience in between the pipes at the high school level. Faceoff won by the Lumberjacks. DeVorney will carry it out. Cross-ice pass for Austin Cummings. He'll grab the loose puck. Cummings. His shot deflected behind the net. Lakeland will pick it up there and ride it to the corner. And Feck will send it to the corner. Out to the point, Pistula. His shot went wide. DeVorney trying to gain control of it behind the net. We're down to a minute and a half to play. Puck along the boards. Lakeland able to clear it out. He needs to chase it down. Chasing it down for the Lumberjack, Max Pistula in the game. Puck comes out to center right. Cummings trying to grab a hold of it. There's a shot thrown in, and offside is going to be the call against Lakeland as they carry it in. 1:09 to play, and an offside call against the Thunderbirds. Faceoff coming outside the east blue line. Big check by the Lumberjacks, Jack Knuckles into the boards. Under a minute to play. He picked it up behind their own net. And Andrew Dino will clear it out. He's going to come in on the forecheck. Lakeland wins the race to the puck and will try to carry it. Now losing the handle on it, but then Dino lost his edge as he went down and tried to grab it. East has it in the zone, 40 seconds to play. Battle in the corner. Centering pass, and Moustakas is able to sit on that one before anybody can get a stick on it, and we get a whistle. He scored the first goal of this game early in the contest, and they haven't been able to get the puck past Moustakas since. They haven't had many good shot opportunities either. Faceoff knocked down into the corner. 30 seconds remaining. Puck comes out to the point. Knuckles with a one-timer misfire tonight. And Lakeland comes back the other way. They've got a 3-on-2. Pass ahead. Puck poked down into the board by Romanski. Now it's grabbed by Andrew Daniel. He's going to carry it out. 14 seconds remaining. Daniel across the blue line. Makes the man miss. Backhanded shot. Couldn't get much on that. And Mustakas is able to cover it easily with 7 seconds remaining. Daniel danced that one into the slot and got the shot away, but not with much mustard. And the faceoff coming. He controls it out to the point. Romanski will just flick it down into the corner, and that'll do it. And the Lumberjacks come up short here tonight by 4-5-1. We'll come back, recap the scoring after this. You're listening to Lumberjack Hockey, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.